classic arcade games in Minecraft? It's time for Space Invaders!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, we are covering the wonderful world of classic video games recreated in Minecraft. This has been a staple of Minecraft maps from the beginning. But mapmaker tools that have been coming out in the new snapshots have been making much more polished and slicker maps possible. So this map by Brutek, there's actually by, his name is by Brutek. It's hard to say a map by Brutek. He has created a version of Space Invaders that is really, really neat, and it also requires the snapshot to play. This includes counting up to 99 different waves as they attack you, different difficulty as you play for longer, and a pretty quick and easy control system. So let's go show it off. So you start off in this kind of wool room here, and it's pretty simple. See, by the way, his username by Brutek. This is a map by Brutek. It sounds like I'm telling him goodbye. So when you go ahead and hit start, you can see the waves sort of down here. These blocks going back and forth are the ones that we want to destroy as the invader, and or are they invading us as the defender of the galaxy? These redstone blocks that are flowing down are what we want to avoid. You can see how many lives we have and which wave we're on, wave 0, 1, or you know, 1. So if we fall down to these pressure plates underneath us, then our spaceship shows up. And if we walk from left to right, the spaceship will move. We can do this pretty quickly, and the lag time between when you step on the pressure plate, get out of there! And when your spaceship moves is pretty quick. If you want to fire like you do, go ahead and just step back at one of these pressure plates and your ship fires a missile. And so let's go ahead and try to actually fire into this horde. There we go. You can see us destroying some of those blocks just by walking back a little bit. And you do have to fire from one of the positions of the pressure plates. Oop, avoid that. Okay, there we go. Woo! I got hit. So, if you get hit three times, then your ship is destroyed, and you lose one of your lives. You can see how this pretty easily, let me see if I can, how many of these I can hit, can get to 99 waves. It does get more difficult, once you pass wave 19, I believe, is one of the difficult points. Let's see how many of these we can knock out. I was playing earlier, and the amount of redstone, these sort of missiles from your enemies, I was playing before on the first wave, and it seemed kind of intense, and right now it seems a little bit less intense. So it does seem like it is actually pretty random. We got that one red one. Hit it. Come on, we can do it. I just gotta time it perfectly. It seems so far away. Whoop. And you can also just kind of spam. It pushes you back off the pressure plate. Boom. Avoid. And maybe I need to get like over to one of these side areas just to have it timed right. I'm just kind of amazed because your ship moves as fast as you do, which makes this pretty simple. I can't even see. Oh, I got it. Perfect. I got that one last thing up there. I think once this... There we go. And now we have started a new wave. And the scoreboard up there should... my hearts went down. That's... Obviously, I got hit once. I got hit a second time. There we go. And eventually, my heart should go down. This may just be a chunk loading issue. Oh, I got the ones in the back much quicker than I did the last time. There's only two red ones left. Get out of here. So let's go ahead and, you can see that it's halfway loaded. Let's go ahead and get hit another time. And once you do that, you're just brought right back out to where you started, and you can play again if you would like. There is some big event that happens at Wave 100. I have to admit, I haven't spent the time to get all the way up to Wave 100. If you would like download links to this map, feel free to check out our show notes at omgcraft.com or .net. I bought both of those. And a huge thanks to BuyBrewTech for making this map. Reminder, you do need the snapshot to play it. And that's just found in your normal launcher. If you have any tips that you'd like to send our way, feel free to email us at mail@omgcraft.com and make sure you subscribe in iTunes or on YouTube. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!